Thank you for sticking around to Mile High Magazine. Again, I am Murphy Houston, and joining us is my friend Aaron Porteous, who is the CEO of Boys and Girls Clubs of Metro Denver. Aaron, welcome back to Mile High Magazine.
Good morning. It's so wonderful to be here.
Well, let's talk about what's going on. What's happening now with Boys and Girls Clubs of Metro Denver? You and I have talked several times over the years, and every time we talk, there's something new and bigger and better.
Murphy, it's no different this time. We are still thrilled to be one of the largest youth-serving organizations across the state of Colorado. Right here in Denver, we're serving more than 10,000 kids at 25 club sites in the metro area.
Gosh, I didn't know you had 25. All the years we've talked, 25 sites?
We've grown again. This fall, we opened up with 7 new locations across the Denver area. We just see the need continues to grow for our services, particularly for kids, right, in elementary, middle school, and high school, and we want to be able to meet that demand for working parents.
Well, while we're on that subject, let's talk a little bit more about that. Tell us about your club members. Who are they?
So we have kids who are coming to see us from the first day of kindergarten all the way until when they graduate from high school. You know, the kids that we serve in our families, they tend to come from communities and populations that historically have been largely marginalized. 62% of our club members are Hispanic or Latino. 21% are Black or African American. And, you know, living in Denver is just getting more and more expensive. And, yeah. And we see our families, Murphy, they struggle to pay rent. They struggle for groceries, childcare, health care. Our average family household income is about $30,000 a year. And so the need for our services at just $2 to attend a Boys and Girls Clubs for the entire year, it's just so important right now for our community.
Well, it certainly is. And only $2, that's a heck of a deal.
There's a lot of things going up, my friend, but the cost of a Boys and Girls Club membership has not over the decades.
Yeah, I mean, it's been the same, hasn't it? I was just going to ask you that. It's been the same forever.
It has. We opened 60 years ago. We were about 50 cents then. We moved up to $2 maybe 30 years ago. We've really held it steady at that price point ever since.
Well, and you got, as you just mentioned, a wide range of ages that you deal with. What kind of activities do you do? What do the club members participate in?
Well, one of the things we're really proud of, Murphy, is that it's age specific. So when you come in elementary school, we know those are just pivotal years for learning. And so our programming is geared towards homework help, STEM activities, art. You get into middle schools, right, where we're navigating those bigger emotions and new opportunities. We've got great chances for kids to explore careers in those middle school years, also an entire mental health team. And then by high school, we're helping kids prepare for college, think about what's next, maybe trade school, and make sure they're ready to be leaders in the community. So one thing we're really proud of is not only is there a wide range of kids, but that our programming really meets the needs with an age-specific approach.
Well, it's not just all, let's go play basketball at the Boys and Girls Clubs. No, it's a whole lot more than that, isn't it?
Murphy, it's always about having fun. That's at the core. But we also put a lot of learning in there. And oftentimes, they don't even know that they're doing learning activities. But keeping fun at the core of it and kids safe, that's what we do. And the rest of it is just a great time with a lot of noise as soon as you walk into a Boys and Girls Club.
Yeah, noise is healthy, that's for sure. And speaking of that, you do deal with healthy lifestyles. You deal with mental health, a lot of things that are happening to young people today.
We do, and I'll tell you, Murphy, coming out of the COVID, we really see that need. You know, the Boys and Girls Club stayed open that entire time, and that opportunity for kids to be with their friends, to have caring adult mentors, to be in person, that is just so important for their development. And our mental health team on site every day across our 25 locations, our team is there to have one-on-one conversations, help our kids, right, manage those big emotions, deal with de-escalating conversations. But frankly, a lot of our kids have dealt with trauma in their young lives. Our mental health team is there to help them navigate some of the things that they've been through and help them to be able to succeed.
So when these youngsters come in with some of these issues you're talking about here, Aaron, are they hesitant at first to really trust what you're going to tell them, trust what you're going to present to them? Does it take a little bit?
You know, it does. But that's the beauty of Boys and Girls Clubs. We're about consistency and repetition. So you come in one day and I say, do you want to play basketball? You may say no. But by day four, day five, you can tell I'm not going to go anywhere. I'm here and it's consistent. And when kids have that consistency in their lives, it really helps them thrive. And it really helps us be able to build great lasting relationships with our club members.
Well, I know, and you mentioned some of the situations, too, you deal with is character and leadership. Talk more, and we've talked about this before, but I want you to talk more about the Keystone and Torch clubs you offer.
So just like when we all went to school growing up and we had student council, Torch and Keystone are like that. It gives kids the opportunities to be civic leaders, to really stand and shine in their communities. I've seen our club kids put together marches. We've done a march for peace. In neighborhoods that are filled with gun violence. I've seen kids put together food drives for families who have food insecurity. They go visit nursing homes and spread joy and cheer that way. It's really incredible. And I have to say, us adults, sometimes we just have to get out of the way, Murphy. We've had so yes. many awesome service and give back opportunities fully led by the youth.
Well, that's great. That means they're getting some really good leadership from the Boys and Girls Clubs of Metro Denver, including getting them prepared maybe to go on to the college later, because you deal with them right through high school. Do you handle that? Do you talk about colleges and what they want to do after high school?
Well, look, sometimes deciding what you don't want to do is as important as what you do want to do. And we start that exploration early. Right in middle school, we want to make sure kids have that exposure to a number of different professional fields out there. And that just grows as they get into high school. It's really about exploring college opportunities, discovering new career pathways. And we've got amazing community partners, the Hanger Clinic, CSU Spur, the Denver Crime Lab. We're helping to provide hands-on learning opportunities so kids can decide what they like and also what they don't like.
Yeah, that's a good point. We should have had that years ago, for goodness sakes. What do you want to do and what don't you want to do? Because I think people do really don't have an idea. They need some help, don't they?
I could have saved my early 20s if someone was showing me a lot more in my middle and high school years.
Well, amen to that. We're talking to Aaron Porteous, the CEO of Boys and Girls Clubs of Metro Denver. You talk about people that you work with. Talk about some of the professionals and the volunteers and the people that come in to help these boys and girls, no matter what age. You have a lot, and how does that all work to get them involved?
Well, it's just amazing. You know, nearly 25% of our staff, Murphy, they have been involved in a Boys and Girls Club, whether they grew up at one, they played on a sports team, or they attended in high school. And so we're really proud of our workforce. They're dynamic, they're energetic, and they love investing in kids, in deep relationships. And our work is about 300 staff, but we couldn't do what we do without the generosity of volunteerism from the Denver community. And we see that people come out to help coach our sports teams. They come out to be reading buddies and help in our homework labs. We're really able to serve tens of thousands of children because of the dedication of volunteerism and our full-time staff at the Boys and Girls Club.
Well, how do people get involved? I mean, there might be folks listening right now saying, hey, I'd like to get involved with that Boys and Girls Club thing.
Well, we'd love for them to visit us at greatfuturedenver.org. We've got all of our club locations on there, all the different programs that we offer, and it just helps provide an overview of the different ways people can come be a part of the Boys and Girls Club community.
Now, do you have children every single day? Do the same ones come every day, or is it a different schedule depending on their schedule? How does that work?
You know, we see a high number of kids that are coming to the Boys and Girls Club each day for that homework help, to play on sports teams, to get that free dinner every night. But we also have kids that may just come in the summertime, or they come when they're visiting a family member who lives here in Denver. So we see a wide range of kids. But most important is that those doors are open every day for the kids who want to be at the club.
That's good to know. And speaking of the programs, you mentioned the school year, you mentioned the summer. What are you excited about this school year? What's going on over there that's new and different, and you've got these kids all pumped up?
Well, we're excited, as I mentioned, that we opened 7 new locations. It's been wonderful to deepen our impact in some of the communities we're already serving, but also get to new communities that desperately need a Boys and Girls Club. We're already thinking about summer. We're thinking about the field trips we're going to have kids take. We're thinking about our wonderful summer camp, Gates Camp, right in the Indian wilderness, and we're going to be able to serve hundreds of kids and provide them with an amazing outdoor experience, which every kid deserves when they live in the great state of Colorado.
So does that all get included with your $2 membership?
Murphy, it's all included.
Man.
Our goal at Boys and Girls Clubs, we never want cost to be a reason kids can't make it to the Boys and Girls Club. And if that's hard for them, we've always got a few jobs around the club they can help us with to work off that $2 and maintain their membership all year long.
Well, so how does this membership begin? Do the parents come, they bring the child, we'd like to get them involved, or do the kids come by themselves? How does that work?
Well, we love to have parents come and attend a parent orientation. It's offered right at their local Boys and Girls Club. Best place to find us is just visit that greatfuturesdenver.org. They can locate a club in their neighborhood and go by to visit the club director and get started.
Well, I know you guys always have a lot for the holidays. What's going on this year? Because it is the holidays, you know, Erin.
It is the holidays, and we are ready for them. We're so excited. We've got our annual toy drive happening. We have holiday parties, holiday crafts. And look, what's fun about the clubs is we learn and celebrate many diverse holidays that represent a variety of communities that come out for their club experience. And so we're excited to be able to give out gifts to all of the kids who come to Boys and Girls Clubs. It's only made possible by the support of our donors and our community partners this holiday season.
Well, talk about, again, let's back up a sentence there. You talked about the different kinds of holiday celebrations depending on their ethnic background. What are we talking about here? Can you give me some examples?
Well, we've seen many. We've seen Kwanzaa celebrations. Obviously, we have Christmas. We have Hanukkah. We just got done in November. We had Day of the Dead. There's just so many all year long, and it's wonderful to represent just a wide range of communities and cultures and what kids can learn from each other. They have so much pride to be able to say, you know, my grandma makes this special dish, or this is a tradition we always have. We're all about celebrating that task. History of diversity among our members, and we certainly feel it, especially as we roll right into this holiday season.
Wow, not only are they having fun, they're learning a lot of good things, aren't they, Erin?
I am too, Murphy.
Yeah.
I'm not done learning.
I hope not. Either am I. It's amazing what you can learn every day, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what other big things you got coming up then for the holidays? I mean, we're almost there now.
We are. We're in the midst of planning so that every single club location, all 25, will have a holiday party. And at those holiday parties, we'll have meals of celebration with our families. Many of them will give out toys. There'll be books and all sorts of fun. Lots of activities as well, making gingerbread houses, reindeer games. We'll have all of that in store for tens of thousands of kids to make sure that they have a bright and joyful holiday season.
Before I let you go here, Erin, talk about what you see in the future for Boys and Girls Clubs of Metro Denver. What are your plans? You're the CEO over there. And what do you want people to learn about what you're doing?
Look, kids have amazing, bright futures, and it takes all sorts of resources to come together and harness a wonderful apparatus for our kids to be successful. And that includes their school day and attending school, and it includes partners like Boys and Girls Clubs, where the average kid is spending 3 hours of their day at their Boys and Girls Club. And so our vision is to be able to serve not only the 28,000 kids who will walk into a Boys and Girls Club this year, but to continue to grow that number so that we can help all kids in the Denver community break down barriers and obstacles that they're facing and have just great, enriching experiences and adventure and fun throughout their adolescence so that they can grow up and be great leaders right here in the Denver community.
Well said, Erin. Well said. Before I let you go, where do people reach out for more information?
great place to visit us is right online, greatfutures.org. You can go on there, greatfuturesdenver.org, for volunteering, making a donation, or to come be a part of the Boys and Girls Club community in a variety of other ways.
Well, Erin, thanks so much for coming on Mile High Magazine. Always good to talk to you, and happy holidays to all over there at the Boys and Girls Clubs of Metro Denver.
Happy holidays. Thanks so much, Murphy.
Appreciate it. And thank you guys for listening this Sunday. Hang in there. We got more coming up, and we'll talk to you next week.